Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the Root's on fire. Hello, everyone. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network. Raw and Unfiltered is the name of my show. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Coming to you from coast to coast. The Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built. Another busy news day. Let's get right to it. First of all, just to show you what a joke all of this is. All of this. The joke is on you and me. Biden... You know, that guy who claims to be president of the United States, but is a senile old coot with dementia and maybe Alzheimer's, an empty vessel between his ears that's been hijacked by communists trying to destroy our country. That Biden coughs into his hand and then proceeds to shake hands with Democrats while maskless. This comes a week after one of his cabinet members tested positive for COVID. Joe Biden coughed into his hand following a Monday speech in New Jersey and proceeded to use that hand to shake hands with members of the public, all while not wearing a mask. The incident comes less than a week after Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas tested positive for COVID-19 just days after an event with the president. It's just, you don't even know what to say. Remember, I'm somebody who believes this whole thing's a joke. I'm someone who believes, in my case, I don't give advice to others, I don't prescribe. In my case, my regimen is I take massive doses of vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, quercetin, probiotics, kaolic garlic, and silver. And I drink all that, and I pop all that, and I have been sick, I haven't had the flu in, I don't know, 25 or 35 years, I don't know, it's so long ago, so many decades ago, I don't even remember. Let's just say it's been 2, 3, or 4 decades since I've had the flu, and at least 15 years since I've had a common cold. And I'm out in crowds every day, so I don't worry about any of this, but even I would be grossed out by a person coughing into their hand and then sticking their hand out to shake it with me. If they were an old coot like Biden, falling apart, and therefore, in my opinion, very susceptible to COVID, and especially if it's an old coot with dementia, who's had the COVID vaccine? Then I don't want to shake your hand. I don't want to go near you. His hand is not only filled with germs, maybe filled with COVID germs, and it may be filled with spike protein shedding off his body. Who would shake hands with that loser? Well, you know what I say. F Joe Biden. Let's go, Brandon. Now let's get to someone who's more reprehensible than Joe Biden. Someone who should be more shamed than even Joe Biden. His name is Dr. Fauci. Dr. Anthony Fauci. And I believe he's a mass murderer. I believe what he's done with these vaccines, when he's the one who funded the research that led to COVID at the biowarfare lab that released COVID. And he's the one that's benefited off the vaccines. That makes him a mass murderer. But let's forget about that. Let's drop that. Let's say he can't prove that. What do you say about someone who tortures and murders puppies? What do you say about that? I'm a dog person. I love dogs more than anything in the world. I love my dogs as much as I love anything in the world. And anybody who tortures and murders puppies should get the death penalty. Dr. Anthony Fauci is a dog torturer and murderer. A puppy torturer and murderer. He's a Mengele. Function and puppy experiments, calling him flat out disgusting and despicable. DeSantis slammed the National Institute of Health and Dr. Fauci over recent revelations of the National Institute of Health's funding of gain-of-function research, which means they invented coronavirus, as well as the horrifying experiments conducted on puppies, calling them disgusting and despicable. They're using taxpayer dollars to fund the torture and murder of puppies. This needs to stop. DeSantis said, well, I don't say it needs to stop. The people involved should get life in prison in Guantanamo or get the death penalty. The murder and torture of puppies? The recent revelations that came out this weekend involve researchers removing the vocal cords of beagle puppies, drugging them, and locking their heads in cages while allowing hungry sandflies to eat them alive. DeSantis said, I cannot believe American tax dollars would go to treat dogs the way those dogs were treated, and I think Fauci needs to be held accountable. These people, these bureaucrats, they don't get to just run wild and do whatever the hell they want to with our tax dollars. And he called for a whole lot of them to be cleaned out. And so for the funding of gain-of-function research to treating these puppies with unimaginable cruelty, I think the whole lot of them needs to be cleaned out. We need to be standing up for the American taxpayer and doing things ethically and not doing things like gain of function, which translates to inventing evil diseases that killed hundreds of thousands of Americans and certainly said not abusing puppies. What's trending on Twitter? Hashtag Fauci lied and dogs died. A new hashtag, Fauci lied, dogs died, is trending on social media in the wake of revelations that Fauci's behind cruel and unnecessary experiments on puppies. Look at these dogs. I want to cry. Who could do this to dogs? Cute puppies. Who could do it except a Mengele? But that's just assuming you don't believe he's a mass murderer of how many humans? How many old people died in senior citizen homes because of his research that he funded? And then he takes the credit for the vaccine, which is killing people. My God. And by the way, another week and another fully vaccinated NFL head coach has COVID. Latest example, Chicago Bears head coach Matt Nagy joins four of his players on the out with COVID list. Bears coach Matt Nagy has tested positive for COVID-19. He confirmed today he has the virus. He is fully vaccinated. I just don't get it. I really don't get it. First of all, this is a pandemic that has a 99.93% recovery rate for people under the age of 50. Why would anybody under the age of 50, I don't think anyone should get the vaccine, but that's okay. Why would anyone under the age of 50 get the vaccine? And who would be suicidal enough to allow your children to get the vaccine? Maybe I should say homicidal enough. That's child abuse. I mean, this is just bizarre. And when was the last time someone said to you, you should take the polio shot because almost all of you get it, will get polio, but it'll be milder. It'll be a milder version of polio. When was the last time someone said, take the smallpox shot, vaccine, jab, and you'll get smallpox, but it will be milder than the real smallpox? Even though you never had smallpox or polio in the first place, now you're told you're going to get it, but it'll be mild. That's the whole point why this vaccine is not like any other vaccines. First of all, it's not a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. You know, do you realize vaccines are a little bit of the disease you're fighting? In other words, if you're fighting smallpox, you take a little bit of smallpox, you put it in the vaccine. If you're fighting polio, a little bit of polio, you put it in the vaccine. If you're taking allergy shots, you're allergic to peanuts, they put a tiny, minuscule peanut inside the vaccine. This isn't doing that. This is injecting your body with spike proteins that clog your bloodstream and give you strokes, heart inflammation, heart attacks, and blood clots all over your body and destroy your organs. And not everybody has it happen yet. Not yet. It's just some percentage. But in the long run, the doctors, I believe, and all say it will affect virtually everyone who gets the shot. It's not a vaccine. this experimental for emergency use jab, gene therapy. It's not a vaccine. So anybody who's got the vaccine is endangered in the future, and it doesn't work. Because all over the world, people have COVID who got double vaxxed for COVID. So another week, another fully vaccinated NFL head coach out with COVID. And then the next step is, even if I'm not here to debate as much about the vaccine as I am about the vaccine mandate, no one has a right to force you to get a vaccine you don't want or need. And by the way, anyone who ever had COVID doesn't need the vaccine at all. Because your natural immunity is 1,000 times more strong than the shot will ever be if the shot works. But it doesn't. But look what the vaccine's doing to America. I've said this so many times. The vaccine is wiping out first responders. Because they don't want the vaccine. So somewhere like 10%, 20%, maybe even a third of all policemen, firemen, paramedics, emergency medical personnel, nurses, doctors, military, Navy SEALs, jet pilots, military pilots, and regular old-fashioned Southwest Delta American United jet pilots. Somewhere up to a third don't ever want to get it. They will either quit or be fired, and there aren't going to be any policemen left or any firemen left when you dial 911. Firefighters say Florida County's vaccine mandate causing rifts among first responders that compromise public safety. Second article, major U.S. cities risk losing one-third of their police forces due to vaccine mandates. It's bad out there. And there's a lot of smart cops and firemen and nurses who never want this needle to touch their arm. I'm pro-vaccine. I'm not anti-vax. But I'm not for this jab. This jab is bad news, and it's breaking the country apart.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free. 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root. 800-384-41 or online at TII1.com.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the veteran and wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Sons of Liberty CBD. I love working out hard every day. Everybody knows I'm a workout warrior, 60 to 90 minutes a day every day. It's why I just turned 60, and I feel like $1 million, and I look the best I have in years. And working out, however, has a downside. Everybody has aches and pains when you're over the age of 50, let alone 60, and you work out 60 to 90 minutes, you are absolutely going to be in pain. Not me. I haven't been in pain for about 8 months because 8 months ago, Sons of Liberty CBD came along and became the sponsor of the show, and I used their products. At the urging of Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, who's their spokesman, and he said it changed his life because he got hit so many times, an NFL quarterback, that he had horrible arthritis and just was so sore, couldn't even move when he went out to play golf, just in agony. And once he tried Sons of Liberty CBD, he could play golf again. He was doing great. So I said, all right, I'll try it. Well, in 8 months, haven't been sore one time from a workout. Feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. Sons of Liberty CBD is the highest quality CBD you'll ever find. CBD is not pot. Let me repeat that. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown and made. That's important to guys like me, you know. If you're 20 years old, maybe you smoke pot, but I'm 60 and I've never smoked pot in my life, and I'm not going to start now. I have no interest in ever smoking pot. CBD is real, it's mainstream, and it works. I repeat, it's not pot. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. WAR15 for Wayne Allyn Root, and you get up to 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com.
So I mentioned a while back that Manhattan parents were furious that New York City relocated homeless pedophiles within 500 feet of their schools. I thought I'd dig into that article a little bit. It's one thing to read a headline. It's another to actually understand the details. Five men were located at the Radisson Hotel at 52 William Street in Manhattan's financial district as the hotel's been turned into a homeless shelter since March of 2020, according to New York City's Sex Offender Registry. As recently as October 21st, the hotel was listed as the address of these men. And the parents are saying, as parents, we cannot count on local government to look out for our children. I'm not opposed to helping those in need and providing shelters to the homeless, but I am against placing violent pedophiles within a block of schools. The shelter is located two blocks away from the New York Stock Exchange building, less than a block away from the Pine Street School for Children in pre-K and elementary school students. Another school and daycare facility is within 500 feet of the shelter. This is all amazing. It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable how this gal, who is a mom who resides there, she wants to remain anonymous, told the New York Post, "I'm not opposed to helping those in need and providing shelters for the homeless. Blah, 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 blah. You're all a bunch of liberal hypocrite losers who can't even admit that you don't want nutcases living in your neighborhood. Well, you spend $2 million on a closet-sized condo. Everyone's so scared to admit they don't want vicious rapists near their children. They have to say it so nice and speak so like a lady or a gentleman. Maybe you should be screaming, bloody hell." According to DHS emails obtained by the Post, meaning Department of Homeland Security, community members' concerns apparently led to the relocation of the men. The emails reportedly say the DHS resolved the placement issues at the site. No, you know what they did? They did the same thing as the Catholic Church. They moved them down the block to another block so the rapists and the murderers and the pedophiles could be near someone else's little children. They didn't solve the issue. They have to put them somewhere. So now it's on your block instead of Joe's block. And next week it'll be on Jane's block. Oh, I'd put them somewhere. I'd put them on a boat. Put them on a boat to Australia with enough gas to get you halfway. 42-year-old Lee Jackson was one of the men at the shelter, a level 3 sexually violent offender, paroled in 2016, served 10 years for sexually assaulting a 7-year-old girl in Brooklyn. The outlet says he's also been convicted of manslaughter, but it's not clear if the crime shared a connection. I guess he raped and then murdered the 7-year-old girl. Lorenzo McNeil, placed in the shelter, 53 years old, was found guilty of raping an 11-year-old girl in 93 and paroled in 2000. So he got out in 7 years. And they're putting these horrible, subhuman mongrels near schools with little children. This is life in a Democrat-controlled city.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Progressive and moderate Democrats are continuing to work on the price tag of a budget reconciliation bill before bringing it to the House floor along with the bipartisan infrastructure bill. As House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says, she wants to have both bills voted on together. Speaking on Fox News, Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Dingell says there is a sense of urgency.
We have to get this compromised. We have to come together. We have to get this done. And we have to move these bills.
At least five people and a police officer are hurt after a shooting at a Boise, Idaho mall. Police saying it happened at the Boise Town Square Mall this afternoon, and a local TV station reporting witnesses said that a man started shooting at people riding an escalator. Police tweeting one person has been taken into custody. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. A little housekeeping, just letting you know that my very big news for all of you, especially in Las Vegas, and the way to get it is to go to RootForAmerica.com right now. Right at the top, you'll see my latest breaking news about Wayne Root in Las Vegas, RootForAmerica.com. You can always email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and you can find all of my opinions on every big issue of the day at Getter. That's my new Twitter, because I'm banned for life from Twitter. I'm doing something very right. Getter, G-E-T-T-R. Go to Getter or Getter.com, and you'll see at Wayne Root, and join my page. You'll get all my reactions to the biggest and most controversial news stories of the day. And, of course, the War Raw podcast is available for download anywhere you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Here is an email. Oh, God, there's a lot of them. I've never gotten this many emails in a break before about Fauci and the dogs, because there's a lot of dog lovers out there like me. Marianne says, Backbone Root, so relieved you're actually covering the Fauci puppy torture outrage. You're hammering it home. Where's Julia Roberts and the rest of Hollywood drooling over and praising the sicko now? Demented. Thank you for your broadcast. The only man in the country that gets it right and is on the factual, humble, truthful side of everything, tells it exactly as it is. Smart. You speak for so many of us. Thank you, Mary Ann. And then there's, I want to read you another one. I got to find it because there's 20 of them here. And just, I want to find the right one. Here we go. This is from Jim, a guy. And he says, War, that was pretty brutal to hear you describe what that maniac Fauci did to the dogs. I had to actually turn down the volume on my radio not to hear any more of it, and I never do that when you were on the air. I have a soft spot for dogs. It's bad enough what he did by leaving, what that big potato in the White House did by leaving the service dogs in that hellhole Afghanistan, but this is just evil by a very demented man, Jim. Thank you, Jim. Obviously, on the money. And for those who weren't with us during those segments, he drugged the dogs. This is Fauci's experiments. He paid for this. He drugged the dogs and then stuck their heads in a cage and drugged them so their body was paralyzed and limp, and then removed their vocal cords and then stuck their head in a cage and put hungry sandflies in, millions of them, to eat away at their heads. What would be the point of that experiment? By the way, did anybody ever ask, what would be the point of that experiment? Why would you even do that to a dog? To find out what a sandfly does to a dog's head? Who would torture an animal that way? Take out their vocal cords, paralyze them, and stick their head in a... I don't even want to talk about it. Fauci, you're an evil, evil, evil man. And you got to be destroyed. Fauci's got to be destroyed. He's got to be removed from office. He's got to be indicted. He's got to be put in prison. I'd put him in Rikers. That'd be a great place for Fauci. Rikers. Let him deal with Rikers. Just don't drop the soap, buddy. Piece of garbage. Here's an article. Speaking of Fauci, here, COVID vaccine experiment causes monstrous spike in vaccine injuries and deaths. Serious adverse events underreported by a factor of 8. The CDC and the FDA are legally required to collect and report accurate data in regard to every vaccine on the market. It's called pharmacovigilance data. Pharmacovigilance is a necessary system of checks and balances that monitors activities relating to the detection, assessment, safety, understanding, and prevention of adverse effects from medications and vaccines. And these agencies, the CDC and the FDA, are ignoring the monstrous spike in vaccine injuries and deaths, even as serious adverse events are underreported by a factor of 8. The vaccine adverse events reporting system was set up as a passive surveillance system to monitor vaccine injuries and deaths. Physicians are required to report vaccine injuries to VAERS, but they don't. Because you know why? It's like it takes an hour
to fill out one report. There's no doctor with time for that. And if the patient's dead, nobody cares. You're dead. You're not going to fill it out. Your family doesn't want to fill it out. They don't even know about it. It's up to doctors and nurses. And they don't want to fill out a form for a guy who died under their care. The FDA and CDC are legally required to adhere to the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986 to report accurate information. And these agencies have so far ignored the monstrous spike in vaccine injuries and have downplayed the abominable rate of serious adverse event post-vaccination, which includes over 16,000 deaths. A recent study at the Massachusetts General Brigham, remember, I've always found it's 10 to 1. In the history of the VAERS report, it's 10 to 1 underreported versus reported. So whatever they report, multiply by as much as 10. But a recent study at Mass General Brigham in Boston found that anaphylaxis after COVID vaccine occurred at a rate of 2.47 per 10,000 vaccines. This severe adverse event is the most obvious of them all and must be reported by law. The CDC contends anaphylaxis after COVID vaccine is rare and occurs only once for every 2 to 5 million vaccine recipients. No, it's 2.47 per 10,000. This reporting conflicts with the Brigham study, which finds anaphylaxis occurring 50 to 120 times more often than what VAERS and the CDC are reporting. A 2020 paper published in Vaccine, I guess there must be a magazine called Vaccine, concludes that serious adverse events post-vaccination are underreported by a factor of 8.3. In 2021, there are some serious adverse events that are being reported at a rate that is more than 8.3 times higher than previous years. These rates are being ignored by the CDC and the FDA. For example, in previous years of vaccine injury reporting, there's an average of pulmonary embolism, only 1.4 cases of pulmonary embolism recorded after vaccination. In 2021, pulmonary embolism was reported 1,131 times instead of 1.4 times. The CDC and the FDA contend that individuals are reporting background health events that have nothing to do with the vaccines. Ironically, these agencies, I've said this before, refuse to acknowledge all the exact same underlying health factors involved in the previous year's COVID-19 fatality rate. In other words, they said everybody died of COVID, even though you were dying of cancer and heart disease and diabetes. They called it COVID. But now that you're dying from the COVID vaccine, they call it those factors. It's cancer. It's heart disease. It's diabetes. It isn't the vaccine. First, they used those factors and made believe they didn't exist to make everybody a COVID victim. And now they use the same factors to make everybody a victim of cancer and heart disease and stroke, not the vaccine. Can't have it both ways, man. It's all about fraudulent testing protocols. It's all fraudulent. In 2020, fraudulent testing protocols and guesswork hospital diagnostic policies inflated death counts for COVID-19. These inflated stats included multiple comorbidities and medical errors in the final death count. However, in 2021, hundreds of thousands of serious vaccine injuries are ignored because government thinks that people are exaggerating and making things up, even as vaccine test subjects are hospitalized in the days following getting a COVID vaccine. Most of these post-vaccine hospitalizations, approximately 80%, officially fall under the category of unvaccinated because the CDC does not consider individuals to be vaccinated until 14 days have passed since their second vaccination. Therefore, pharmacovigilance data for faulty COVID-19 vaccines is not only ignored and underreported, but the data is skewered to give the appearance that unvaccinated people are the ones in the hospital and the ones dying. Pfizer's own Phase 3 study reported one COVID death in the vaccinated group and two COVID deaths in the unvaccinated group for every 22,000 people. With 220 million Americans now considered fully vaccinated, experts can argue the vaccines have saved 10,000 lives. That is, if each person's immune system and current medical treatments were to hypothetically fail and no medical malpractice was involved. Sadly, there are 16,000 American deaths recorded post-vaccine, hundreds of thousands of needless vaccine injuries. One analysis shows there are now over 45,000 American deaths caused by the experimental genetic vaccine. And none of this is in the mainstream media. None of it. Zero. Zero, zero, zero. All right, let me head back. Oh, and by the way, here's an actress you should know about. An actress suffers a stroke caused by blood clot side effect after taking the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine, and yet she still supports the vaccine. Of course she does. All actresses are morons. Doesn't matter what country they're in. They're all brainwashed morons. They're Stepford wives, and they've sucked on the Hollywood teat for too long. So they believe everything they hear from government, Democrats, Biden, the CDC, and Hollywood, or they'll be blackballed for life in the acting industry. Actress Melly Stewart is fighting for her life after she suffered a stroke after taking the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine. The 40-year-old actress, have you ever met people 40 years old with strokes? I never have in my life. Suffered a rare blood clotting side effect following her AstraZeneca vaccine. She's an Australian actress in the ICU. She receives her first dose on May 24th in London, where she lives with her husband and fellow actor Ben Lewis. That's interesting. She lives with her husband and fellow actor Ben Lewis. Is that a throuple? Oh, my God. Chances of suffering this rare side effect are very low, occur in 4 to 6 people in every million, according to the Australian government website. A GoFundMe account was set up for Melly Stewart as of Sunday night. $168,000 has been raised for the Australian actress. All I'm telling you is, it's scary stuff, and if you believe the government, I got a bridge to sell you over the Atlantic in Las Vegas. Wayne Allyn Root.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a 3-tier cushioning system that combines 2 layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever... Or you get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, 1-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to get the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
I heard I just heard a great black rap song. And you go, did Wayne just say that? A great black rap song? Yeah, it's called B-I-D-E-N. Biden, and it stands for Biggest Idiot Democrats Ever Nominated. And the black guys are singing B-I-D-E-N, Biggest Idiot Democrats Ever Nominated. B-I-D-E-N, Biggest Idiot Democrats Ever Nominated. And the key lyrics are Joe Biden, Joe Biden. Why is he always lying? Even black rappers get it. Everyone's starting to get it. Black community gets it. The Latino community gets it. This is the most hated president in history. I'm surprised there's no rapper song called F Joe Biden. There should be. It's just, it's the destruction of the United States of America. Here's a great article. As America suffers shortages and inflation, the Biden administration prioritizes intersectional gender manifesto. The White House has released a fact sheet detailing their national strategy on gender equity and equality as part of the Gender Strategy Report. The document comes as part of Biden's Build Back Better plan, and is broken down into 10 interconnected priorities. The report comes during a time of multiple national crises as supply chain failures are forcing the price of goods to soar, disproportionately impacting women and children. Coupled with the ignorance and downplaying of inflation, it would appear the White House is leaning on the prevarication of buzzword-friendly rhetoric instead of focusing on issues affecting everyone's life. The areas of intersectional gender manifesto include economic security, gender-based violence, health, education, justice and immigration, human rights and equality under the law, security and humanitarian relief, climate change, of course, climate change, science, technology, and democracy participation and leadership. Despite the term human trafficking being mentioned 21 times in the report, the term border only receives 2 mentions. Why would you, if you care about human trafficking, as Democrats claim they do, why would you mention the border? I mean, that's only where all human trafficking comes from. Every single girl that's being raped at this moment came across the border. But why mention that? Why mention a little detail like the border? Report found 125,000 unaccompanied children have crossed the southern U.S. border since Joe Biden took office in January, the highest number since record-keeping began. There's still no plans for Biden to visit the U.S. border or do anything to mitigate the vast numbers of women and children being trafficked into the country for slave and sex labor purposes. Many priorities in the gender strategy report fall in harsh opposition to laws in Democrat-run states like California. California state leadership classifies domestic violence, rape, and various other assaults against women as non-violent. Really? Under Assembly Bill 109 and Proposition 57 in California, individuals who have committed such acts are eligible for early release. This is for domestic violence, rape of unconscious or drug person, and other assaults against women. They're eligible for early release. It's non-violent. New offenders are to receive relaxed sentences with many unable to be arrested or tried for such crimes in the state. The White House has not commented on whether their gender manifesto will override the rulings of California's legislature. And then at the same time, we come up with this report. More than 100 Republicans warn of Biden's massive $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill that will be the final nail in the coffin of America's struggling supply chain. You know, I got to explain this. First, they stole the effing election. They rigged it and they stole it from a landslide by Trump. And then once they were in office, they're trying to jam through every Marxist thing ever imagined in the history of the world by the communists trying to rip our country apart, and they're going to destroy us. You know, I'm going to write a column. Let me see if I can grab Helen. I wrote it down earlier today. Let me get you the title. The column I want to write is, we will not last another 3 years. We won't make it to 2024. Because we're not going to make it. We will not survive to 2024. So you can think Trump's going to be the president again all you want. You can think we're going to win the House in 2022. It's not going to make a difference. America's finished. Unless something dramatic happens fast. Not going to make it. And you're not going to necessarily win in 22 or 24 based on the rigged election. So you better be careful at your, you know, joy and overconfidence. So for months, Democrats and Joe Biden have been touting his massive $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill as the end-all and be-all to solve all of our country's economic problems for those most disadvantaged. But what it really is a gargantuan plan to hook tens of millions of more Americans on government benefits so they can control more of our population and tell them how to live. But this bill's worse than all the others because it will disrupt our already gravely wounded supply chain. More than 100 Republican lawmakers sounding the alarm. We must address the global supply chain and port crisis before Congress even considers additional social spending and taxation. Our priority right now should be strengthening our nation's economy and increasing our global competitiveness. The policies of your presidency and your party's leaders in Congress are exasperating or simply ignoring the underlying supply chain crisis. That's from a Republican congressman. One of the provisions in the bill would see the current corporate tax rate move from 21 to 28%, a crushing blow for companies still struggling to become profitable again amid rising labor costs and high prices for raw materials. Basically, this bill just turns the whole country into welfare addicts, which means you're less likely to ever want a job. You're just going to stay home and watch Jerry Springer on TV the rest of your life. That's America under Joe Biden. There'll be no employees for any company.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.